What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
You know, trying to avoid this thunderstorm that's coming to Oklahoma City.
I hear that, man. I hear that.
Because if you've never been to Oklahoma in the spring, the weather's kind of crazy. So we need to record as fast as possible so the weather doesn't cut us off.
That, sir, is true.
But we're not going to let our quality drop. If you're new to The Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesdays. Every Friday, we have an audio-visual episode where we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. This Friday, 2 days from now, we got a bullying episode coming out. It's going to be great. I think it's going to look great, too. Tim, how do you feel about the bullying episode?
Man, I'm excited. We had, you know, a good conversation about it. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. I think everybody's going to pick up on some things to do to help, you know, prevent bullying. So make sure you guys tune in Friday.
Absolutely. Tim, do you want to start off with the positive news stories? You want me to?
For sure. I can go ahead and start off. So there's a man out there, an Army veteran. His name is Ernesto Rodriguez. He is actually walking 2,200 miles across America to raise awareness for veteran suicide. Ernesto is currently walking from Clarksville, Tennessee to Los Angeles, California. He's documenting his journey, and he also has been using the hashtag for the 22, which represents the 22 veterans who commit suicide every single day. He's hashtagged for the 22 on social media, so if you guys ever see that, you know, he's one of the people that started it. And he's taking this journey across the United States because he himself has tried to commit suicide twice, actually. You know, he's suffered from PTSD. He's lost friends from PTSD. So he wanted to do this to raise awareness. You know, he's making a documentary out of it. It's pretty awesome. And the coolest thing about this that I think is that he refuses to take cash donations for himself. Instead, he's asking everybody to donate money to veteran charities, and he's asking people to also, you know, befriend a veteran, have a conversation with one. Like, this man is a true hero. I truly believe that.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What's that, JP?
This wasn't one of my positive news stories, but I read this last night. So basically, there is a group in Memphis. It's a nonprofit group called the Paul Oliver Foundation that provides service animals to veterans suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. I totally forgot I read this.
Just got a nice little spark right there. That's what's up, JP.
So, yeah, man, we should probably do an episode about veteran suicide and post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, man, that'd be a good idea for sure.
Because it is a massive problem that we, like, there are groups helping out, like this group I was talking about in Memphis, the Paul Oliver Foundation, and this young man walking across the nation. If everyone does a little bit to help out, we can hopefully lower 22 people committing suicide every single day.
100%. What do you got, JP?
I have a story about a father who quit his job to build his child a bionic arm.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So basically, he had a son, and he had an unexpected blood clot in his arm, so his son's arm had to get amputated. So he started a project. He's crowdfunding it. And basically what he's doing is he's making 3D printable body-powered hydraulic prosthetics for young amputees. And he basically built his son a 3D arm that he's using.
Man, that's pretty cool. That's like some comic book stuff that came to real life.
Did you see the new Justice League trailer with your boy The Flash in it?
Man, it looks legit, does it not?
It does.
Man, I'm so excited for that. You know, when I saw it whenever I went to go watch the Power Ranger movie, by the way, which I finally saw, and it was amazing.
Okay. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just excited for these comic book movies. But for sure, that was a positive news story, and I don't want to take away from that. My bad, man. I did get sidetracked, though. You have to check out Power Rangers if you haven't, man. It was pretty awesome. They snuck in a bunch of stuff in there that I had to, like, think about. I thought about it the next day. I'm like, man, wait a minute. You know, the blue Power Ranger has autism in the movie, which I thought was freaking awesome because, you know, he's a Power Ranger, man. Come on. A Power Ranger.
We're all Power Rangers, man. We can all do something to make the world better.
I agree, man.
That's why that's like this gentleman right here who's making basically arms with sensor technology for children until they're 3 to 4 years old.
Man's a hero.
Absolutely. If I could just get his name real quick.
Man.
Ben Ryan. From Bangor, United Kingdom.
Legit. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start off my next news story. My next positive story is all the way from New Zealand. A teenager whose buck teeth were so severe he couldn't close his mouth has finally got the perfect smile he's been dreaming of. So this kid, he was getting made fun of for, you know, his whole entire life, basically. His teeth were so big in the front that he couldn't shut his mouth at all. They, like, carried over past his bottom lip. He just was born like that, you know. There's nothing you can do about it. And, of course, kids will be kids. So, you know, he was made fun of every single day. He used to come home from school crying, which I can relate to, and that's not a good feeling. So some New Zealanders found out about this story, and they donated more than $100,000 to help him get surgery and the braces that he needed to get his teeth corrected. Since then, it's been months, and the kid's name is Evan, has been going to the orthodontist, you know, every week, basically, trying to get his teeth moved in the correct spot. And now, for the first time in his life, he can close his mouth completely. Since his teeth have grown out, he can finally close his mouth, and he has a smile that he's wanted. I think this story's awesome because some people that didn't even know this kid, you know, heard about him getting bullied just because how he was born, and money's nothing to them, so they donated some money to help him out, you know, help him live his life happily for the rest of his life, which I think is freaking awesome because he's a young man, you know? He has a long life to live ahead of him.
Yeah, that's great, man. That just shows, like, everyone has been bullied before and no one likes it. And when you have the power to help out, we saw whole country get together. It costs $100,000, though, to fix his teeth.
Man, I'm not exactly sure what was going on in there, to be honest. It didn't go into too much details, but...
That's crazy, man. You know what's funny is I can't sleep with my mouth open.
Oh, really?
So I would have been, that's torture.
You'd have had to adjust, man. That would have been a huge adjustment.
So, yeah, man, I like that one, man. I like that story.
For sure.
I have a story of a Kansas man who's given 32 gallons of blood over his 64-year lifespan.
That's awesome.
Or 259 pints, or basically, he's been basically donating blood every month for 64 years of his 87-year-old life. And I just think that's crazy. There's a whole story, like, he never really wanted the attention from it, but he saved a ton of lives. So. Basically, the local news, his name's Harold Falcom Jr., basically just wanted to do a small story on it, and I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's pretty awesome. That's amazing. Have you saved so many lives.
Have you ever donated blood to him?
Oh, yes, sir, a few times.
Yeah, I've donated blood once.
You passed out, didn't you, JP?
No, because the second time... I went to the doctor and I had mono and they were taking blood and it was a new girl. And you know, when you have mono, you're already sick.
Right.
And they just kept going. They were going for like 10 minutes. I was staring at it and I was like, hey, this is not good. And I was just, cause you know, you're already like, you have mono, you have no energy, you're just sick. And they were just stabbing me for like, man, it felt like 10 minutes. It was probably just like two. I just laid down, and after that, it's just like, I just don't want anybody taking blood out of me anymore.
Right, right. Man, but I hear that.
Blood saves so many people's lives.
Yeah, man, especially if, was it like you're, like, O positive or something, like, that blood is, like, can be used for anybody's, like, it's awesome. You can save a lot of people's lives, for sure, just by donating, you know, some blood.
I almost said something really nerdy. I almost said it's like a Phoenix down in Final Fantasy, but I don't think most people are going to get that reference.
Yeah, I definitely have no idea what you're talking about, for sure.
So, that's why we're doing this uplifting and positive news story. Shout out to Harold. You've saved so many lives. No one ever knew. Like, we all know about all these famous actors, these movie stars, and these Power Rangers movies. We never talk about people that are actually helping out. So, just want to give him a shout out on the positive truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim, you got one more story?
Yes, sir. So, we've all, if you've worked in the restaurant business, we've all dealt with a customer that, you know, has walked in, they're just in a bad mood, so no matter what you say, they're gonna snap at you. And this lady, she went through Starbucks, through the drive-thru, and she was one of those customers. The man said, you know, I'm sorry, we're out of drink carriers, after she asked for one, and she lost it. She got upset. The man held his calm. Sorry, ma'am, I apologize. And she leaves, cusses up a storm, and leaves. The man, you know, the whole time kept his cool. She drove off. It is what it is. Continue with his job. So the very next day, the lady that caused the scene through the drive-thru actually came back with a card. And in that card, she basically apologized. She said, yesterday we had less than a cheerful encounter. I mean, it wasn't your fault at all. And I would like to apologize, because leaving a trail of unkindness like that is not the path she wants to take. So she apologized, went in again and said, thank you so much for keeping up your, you know, cheerful attitude. And, you know, I learned something from you, and you definitely inspired me to be a little bit more kind and compassionate. And she gave him a $50 tip. I wanted to share this story because it's not often, whenever you, a lot of people make mistakes or take their anger out on somebody, that
they apologize.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that self-reflecting to apologize. And I thought it was awesome. Not only did she apologize, she came back with a card and gave him a tip, because, you know, he didn't deserve to get yelled at like that. It's not his fault. You know, his boss didn't order enough drink carriers. So, you know, it's awesome that she went back and apologized. And it's even more awesome that, you know, she gave him $50 to make up for it. So, you know, shout out to, I don't know what the lady's name is. I think her name's Debbie or something. But I think her name's Debbie. But so shout out to Debbie from, you know, customer from Starbucks. Appreciate your kindness.
Absolutely, man. That is the truth. We can't say sorry.
It's hard, man. It really is. A lot of people struggle with that. So if one person can say sorry, maybe, you know, that trend can continue.
Maybe we can, never mind. I was gonna say maybe we can get Trump to apologize, but
it's not April Fool's Day, man.
Trump never does anything wrong, so hey, he doesn't have anything to apologize for. That's why he's never done it.
Is it April Fool's Day? When does this episode come out? April Fool's Day? Oh, no, April Fool's Day is on a Saturday this year. You got one more, JP?
I do. I have a story about a 15-year-old named Katrina O'Sullivan. Well, she's not 15 anymore, but when she was 15, she was pregnant and homeless. Now, today, she's a college professor at Trinity College in psychology, and her son is a professional soccer player. So at 15, she dropped out of school, and she was dealing with the crisis of being pregnant, homeless, and alone. And she got into a group. Basically, it's called the Trinity on Trinity Access Program. She did all her classes, single motherhood, juggled basically academia, got her college degree, got her master's, got her PhD in psychology, and now she's teaching at a college. It just goes to show you the power of social programs in, like, a community. And if you're feeling down and out and you feel like I'm not going anywhere with my life and you feel hopeless, think of Miss O'Sullivan. Think about how far she came.
Man, that's awesome. I know there's a lot of people out there that could help inspire for sure, because, you know, getting pregnant at a young age, it's tough. It makes you feel like, you know, your life's over. You can't do anything. So for her to not only go back to school, reach her, you know, bachelor's degree, master's and doctorate, I think is amazing, especially in psychology. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's amazing if you get a doctorate regardless. But the fact 100. That she was like homeless, 15 and pregnant just goes to show you, like, you can do anything, man.
Yes, sir.
With that, I think we avoided the Oklahoma storms. We've delivered some positive truths, some uplifting news stories. Tim, where can the people find us at?
You guys can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast. You can follow us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Do you have a positive quote, Tim?
No, sir, but I know you have one in the back of your mind, don't you, JP?
No.
I tried so hard.
I mean, it's not really a quote. I do have one, but it's more of a rap lyric, so I didn't really want to say it.
Dude, you definitely can rap on The Positive Truth. Why not, man? You got bars, don't you? I hope so.
Well, because we were just talking about the lady at Starbucks that said sorry. And Guru, he's a dead rapper from Gangstar. Rest in peace. He had this verse, I can't really quite remember. He's like, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. And I always just thought that was like, yeah, like, you shouldn't be quick to judge. People go through a lot of bad things. And it might lead you to snap off at a Starbucks guy, but you shouldn't. He was just talking about being more kind to each other. And like everyone goes through hardships. I just thought it worked with the Starbucks story.
Boom, take that, world.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. So make sure you guys stay safe. JP, I believe we're out.
Peace.
Stay positive.